Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marty Marasi Sheyichyu. And Lili Nishmas, Mohas Batya Esther Bas Zevdov. And schus Nachagita Bas Rabchaim Sibachol Nova Meilel. Rabbi Yosef Tzvi, Rudavid Avraham, Naomi Sutna, Maris Naomi Sar Bas Bene, Maris Hena Miriam, Bracha Batzlachaim Bachol Nova Meilehem. And we're going to be discussing Musar HaLechima L'Or HaLecha, the ethics of warfare in light of Halacha. There's a lot of literature on this. Rav Goren has four volumes, the sefer called Meshiv Melchama, which Goren was a genius already from a very, very young age, and had a fascinating life. The Rav HaRashi of Tzar, Rav HaRashi of Medinat Yisrael, and a very stormy personality, a lot of controversy surrounding him. And my goal is not to talk about the controversy. My goal is to learn his article, Musar HaLechima L'Or HaLecha. He was an interesting mix, Rav Goren, of Lamdis, of Bekiyas, of Mechkar, also studied in university. Which I saw an old TV show where they interviewed him. And he said he was very emphatic. I only went to university to enhance my Torah studies. It's a fascinating personality. Anyway, it's a schus to learn his Torah. And of course, this doesn't give any shur to everything he's ever said or did. I'm not getting involved in that. That's not my place in this forum, or probably at all. And I'm just going to learn this Torah. Amar Rav, that there's no doubt, ain safek, shechayei ha'adam him ha'erech ha'elyon b'torat Yisrael. The life of man is the highest value in Torah, in Halacha, and according to the Nevi'im, and not only Jewish lives, and this is really where we're going with this, the opening sentence says it. Not at all, but it says a lot. V'lo rak b'chayei Yisrael, ela b'chayei kol adam shenivra b'tzelem Elokim. Everybody created in the image of God, their life has value now. I'm not coming chas v'shalom from a liberal humanistic perspective. I'm not a liberal, not a humanist. I believe in God and the Torah. We are humans, but what makes us special is b'tzelem Elokim. And we don't have to go to the secular values to derive meaning. We have our own Torah, our own tradition. And this, that even the lives of Goyim have value, is a Mishnah Sanhedrin, 37a. L'fich nivod m'chidi l'olamech l'shekol ha'ma'a b'nefesh achas m'Yisrael, ma'a l'olam ha'kosuf, kilu ibeid oylam mole. Man was created as a yachid to teach you that if you kill one Jew, the pasuk considers you as if you killed an entire world. And if you save the life of one Jew, then it's considered as if you save the life of the entire world. I want to start advertising different stockers, but a close friend who's has an organization called Just One Life, where they give money to women to help them, support them so they can have their babies and not chas v'shalom abort them. So hard to think of a more worthy stocker. I don't get any percentages or anything like that. But call him Kai Nefesh Achas Misoel. Mala Ola Bakosu Kilu Kiyem Oilu Mole. Wow. So, I read the Girsa that says Misoel. However, in various Kisvei Yad, the Ksav Yad of the Geniza of the Babli and Sanhedrin, the Ksav Yad Leiden Shalei Yerushalmi, so the Ksav Yad doesn't say Misoel. The Rambam Sanhedrin 12:3, copies the Nusach of the Mishnah, and he doesn't say Yisrael. Lefikach nivra adam yichidi ba'olam, lamed shekol ha'mabed nefesh achas min ha'olam, ma'alam olam kilo ibed olam ole. B'chol ha'makayim nefesh achas be'olam, ma'alam olam kilo kiyem olam ole. If you, one person kills any soul, a soul doesn't say it's your soul. It's as if he destroyed the whole world. And if a person gives life to a soul, doesn't say a Jewish soul. He gives life to the entire world. Also, it makes sense. The source is Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, to the best of my knowledge, wasn't Jewish. Had a Jewish father. But there were no Jews. There were no Jews until Avraham Avinu. And higher level Jews, when they actually converted, sees Mitzrayim. So, here we're talking again. We have various Kisveyad, ancient manuscripts that don't have the word Yisrael. And we have the Rambam's Nusach in Sanhedrin 12.3 that doesn't have the word Yisrael. And this Nusach of the Rambam, Mit Asher, is verified by the Munich Ksav Yad of Gemara, which is the Ksav Yad HaMusmach B'Yosef Oilam, which is the most reliable manuscript in the world to be Koveh Nusach of the Gemara, manuscript of Minchen, Munich. And it also doesn't say Yisrael. Also in the Ksav Yad, Kaufman, Pharma, Cambridge, also in the Ksav Yad of the Mishnah of the Peshit Rambam, doesn't say Yisrael. However, in the first parak of Hilchos Rotzeach, Shmiras HaNefesh, and Halachat HaZayin, the Rambam copies the Nusach of the Mishnah, Shkol Ma'abed Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael, Ki'ilu Ibeid Kol Olam Kula. V'kol Amkayim Nefesh Achas Mi Yisrael, Ki'ilu Kiyem Kol Olam Kula. So here the Rambam does have the gifts of Yisrael in Shmiras HaNefesh 1:16. But it's not a steal on the Rambam. Because in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam establishes that every nefesh in Yisrael has the din of an olam ole, an entire world. And that's why man was created yichidi, to show you that the whole world is, one man is worthy of the whole world. One man is worthy that the whole world should be created in his merit, like Adam HaRishon. אבל הלכות רוצח לעניין איסור בשיחה קובע שמכאן נפש אחת מישראל כאילו קיים עולם הלב וכוונתו לעולם הקיים שנברא בששת ימי בראשית והקיים זה זכות ישראל כמו שפירש רש"י בתחילת בראשית על פי חז"ל בשביל ישראל, בשביל התורה שנקראת ראשית דרכו ובשביל ישראל שנקרא ראשית תבואתו, לכן גורס כאן נפש אחת מישראל, שעל ידה מתקיים העולם כולו, שבשביל נפש אחת של צדיק, העולם קיים. כמו שאמר רבי יוחנן במסכת יומא, אפילו של צדיק אחד עולם מתקיים, שנאמר צדיק יסוד עולם, ובאבות רבי נתן, שלהי פרק ג', בהרצאה מסורתית, הגרסה כמו במשנה בסנהדרין, בגרסת הרך בסנהדרין מעמד א', גורס שכל מאבד נפש כאילו מאבד בעולם מלא. So, in the Hilchos Rotzeach, the Rambam is talking about Isser Ritzicha. There happens to be no Isser Bo Sirtzach when it comes to where one's not allowed to kill a guy. But it's not on the level of killing a Jew. So when dealing with Yisr of Lasirtach, the Rambam says, Kiyo Kein Nefesh, or Mekai Nefesh Achaz Mi'Yisrael. There the Rambam is talking about Nefesh Achaz Mi'Yisrael. And, as we're governor understands it, this is his chiddush, that he's referring to the world that exists, that was created from the 6 days. Because this world that was created in the 6 days was created for the sake of the Jewish people. So therefore, when one Hashem kills a Jew, or gives a Jew life, so then it's like the whole world. Because this whole world that we have in front of us is for the Jew. It's for Am Yisrael. And so therefore, the Rambam's talking about Yisrael Sirtach, the Rambam says only a Jew, and he's talking about the world that's in front of us. What about the Mishnah Sanhedrin? And the Rambam's Nisach over there, it says anybody, not only a Jew. So here we're going to Mechadish. The future world, as if he destroyed the future world. That's a very difficult thing to say. We're talking about Adam Rishon, what a future world. Any event, we have these a tension between these two sources, and not a tension, A-T-T-E-N-T-I-O-N, but A space T-E-N-S-I-O-N. We have a tension between not so great to have attention deficit syndrome, but one should have a tension deficit, less tension. So we have the seeming tension between the two sources. Is it a Jew or is it anybody? This again, most manuscripts say anybody, but the Rambam has in Hilchos Ritzach that it's talking about a Jew. Or maybe one can say without saying this, you know, Bolam Hasidah L'Chadish, but I see this Chadish, but in the context of Los Sirtach, only Jews Los Sirtach. And therefore the Rambam says a Jew. And in Sanhedrin, Rambam isn't talking about the Yisr of Los Sirtach. And in the Mele, he says anybody. All right, the whole world was created, you're right. Rashi says it was created for the Jews. But if it's much to say to put aside Rashi for a moment, it started with Adam Rishon. So you're right, the ultimate purpose of the world is Am Yisrael, but when it started from the get-go, there was no Am Yisrael yet, there was a whole world. So you see, on some level, giving someone life or killing somebody, anybody, is the whole world. I don't know. It's definitely something to think about. And also Rabbi Nassim, Eric Lamed Aleph, his gears is like the Rambam. Vaserim amart nivro olam, v'chim ma'atzeruch l'boi olam v'kach olam etcho, shekol ha'ose, mitzvah achas, v'chol ha'misham v'shabbos achas, v'chol ha'makayim nefesh achas, ma'al ha'ol ha'kosuv, ki ilu kiyem olam ole, shenivro vaserim amart, v'chol ha'oiver ha'bira achas, וכל המחל שבס אחס וכל המאבי נפש אחס מעל אור הכוס וכאילו כי בעיר אור המלא שנבר בשר מאמרס שכן אם עשינו קין שהרגס הבל אוכיף שנאמר כל דמי אחיך דם איך השפך דם עם אבי נאמר אבל מלאמית שדם בנף ובני בנף וכל תודוסף עד סייף כל הדרס שעשירים לתלוטס ממנו כולם היו עומדים בצורכם לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ולמדת שאדם אחד שקול כנגד מייסי ברשיס כולו. So, it says that the world was created with 10 ma'amaras. What did the world need 10 ma'amaras for? To teach you. If you do a mitzvah, if you keep a Shabbos, you're mekayim one nefesh, it doesn't say it's you. As if you're mekayim the whole world that was created with 10 ma'amaras. Doesn't really still tell us what's the big deal. Why is there a Sarah on Mars? Why do you need Dafka Sarah when a Chazra Etesha? So this requires a beer, Akopanim. You see that the Mandamana, the Nusuch of Chazal is Nefesh Achas. And if you destroy Nefesh Achas, you destroy the world with 10 on Mars. And you find that Cain killed Hevel again, two non Jews. And it says that the voice of the blood of your brother, what do you mean, Kol Dmei Achicha? He only spilled the blood of one brother, so it should say called Dam Achicha. Why does it say Dame Achicha? So this teaches you that the blood of his sons and sons of sons and all the Tolos at Sofer Doros, they're all crying in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tzokin Elech, Kol Dumei Achicha, Tzokin Elech, Adam. They're all crying out to God. So one person in the shuffle can make my separations. It's a scary thing, somebody kills somebody. He's not just killing them, he's killing all the Doros. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam, they didn't just kill 6 million. They killed 600 million. They killed 6,000 million. 6 billion. Because it's not only those Jews, but it's all their descendants. I have a nephew who recently had a Shabbos together with his family. And he married my niece. And my mother told me they had his grandmother had raised 8 children by herself. Remarkably, back in the old days when things were especially rough. And these 8 children have, all of them, Baruch Hashem, nice families. Nice-sized families. And they have children. So there were over 300 descendants from one woman. She wasn't there. She was nifted a few years ago. 300 descendants. 300 children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. One person. So what did the Nazis do? So it's all the children of all the Doros are crying out. So again, you see the Nisach here is not to Israel, to every Jew. For other sources that it says Dafkam Yisrael, Akopanim, we have ample sources that say that don't say Israel. The Yerushalmi in Dara 9.5, Nosim Torah Skarhanim, Parshish Kedoshim, Zdom Achlekes, Tzivishin Den Azayin Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Zahav Terecha Kamocha, is the Klal Gadol B'Torah. Then Azay says, Zeh Sefer Tolos Ha'odim is the Klal Gadol B'Torah. It's even a bigger Klal. So what's the Machlekes? So, Rav has a Sefer Teras Amoyadim. In Sefer Teras Amoyadim, he has a Maimer, Avos Yisrael or Halacha. So there he explains that according to Rabbi Akiva, Rav Derech Kamoch is only Jews. Recha is a Jew. But Daz Ben Azai, he's talking about Achva Enoshit and Vilsali. He's talking about universal brotherhood of mankind. The Sefer told us all them in bigger claw. Because keep it selling, all came also to sell, man is created in the image of God. And therefore, the bigger claw is to respect every human being, not just loving a Jew, but every human being. It says in the Gemara in Sefer Megillah 6b, Sanhedrin 39b, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ma'ad l'sivu l'akar v'zeh l'zeh kol ha'layla, Big Shem Malachi Yashar V'Islam Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'as Yedah Tev Be'yam, Temer Rabbi Mishira, Zeh L'nesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ustair, Ala Mitzvah Shetav Be'yam. So Malachi Yashar is wanting to say Shira, God said, what are you saying Shira for? My handiwork is drowning, and you're singing songs for crying out loud? You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tzar in the mitzvah now with Tavei HaBiyam? And then the Pasuk says, Vayach HaShir Sas HaShem Aleichem Haiti Veschem Ken Yassis HaShem Aleichem Avi Veschem Lahashim Eschem. So the Gemara brings the Pasuk just like God was glad to do good to you, God's also going to be glad to destroy you. So you see that God is glad to destroy the Rishon. The Gemara answers, who answers God isn't glad? Aval acher meisis, but he causes others to be glad. It doesn't say Ken Yosis, it says Ken Yosis. But it doesn't say who's Mesis. The Tzadikim. Or the Rishayim, that's the Mashmalas of the Pasuk in the Techacha. Ken Yosis Hashem Aleichem, he's going to cause the Rishayim to be happy. we're mitzvah leidavek bedakei Hashem bemitosef. Zekei lemanver bidomala yizrachan rachan. What's supposed to be chan rachan? Balach the bracha of Rambam. Hilchos Deis 1:6. So if God isn't happy at the downfall of Rishon, we shouldn't be happy. So if we're not supposed to be happy, and it's after the bad guys who are going to be happy when the Rishon fall, then how come we sang Shir Aliyah? Hashem told Malchei Sheres not to sing Shira. So why did we yes sing Shira? Jewish people didn't sing Shira on their own. They were Zoch that Shira to Shrina. The Asher we keep Shashol Yisom and Yom Bishu Lom Shira Shara Sadem Ruch HaKadosh Shara Mishira. Gadol Amun Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Tzchan Amun Shara Sadem Ruch HaKadosh Shara Mishira. So we've seen these two Mekaros in Chazal. One in Tosef in the Masech HaSot to Perek Vav. One in the Mechil to Parashat Bishal to Parashat Vav. That the Jewish people said Shira, they had Ruch HaKadosh. And the Shira is not only thanking God, it's thanking God that the Mitzvah drowns, is Rach Rav Yam, Mag was Par of Chela Yorav Yam. So most Chassim Yorad themselves come up in. Most of the Shira is a Teuri Ali Al Tviya Tam, it's talking about the real Tviya of the drowning of the Mitzvah. We had a Shiraz Hashem for this. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't happy at the Mapala of Rishonim, and he tells them Lach HaSher is not to sing, so why do we sing? So the Yirtz Hashem, that is something that we will talk about in the next Shir, I hope in the coming Shir. And we have to get to the various Muhammads. And Baruch Hashem, we have ways to go. This article is the first article in the Sefer. Meshiv Milchama. And it goes and goes and goes and goes. So, Emir Hashem, we will have hopefully numerous segments in this year so that we can cover this fascinating topic. He concludes the essay on Daf Lamed Vav, Midah Ben Sefer. And the essay begins on Daf Aleph Midah Ben Sefer. So it's 36 pages. So Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue learning this and see you in flaws. Thank you for listening, Shem.